Presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. As regards the proposed recommendations, my delegation would like to make the following comments. For A, and in step with our position as expressed in the morning discussion on conclusions, we could accept the formalization of the guiding principles. However, the paragraph should be limited to this positive step forward by the group. The principles should not have the scope of regulating laws, since that would involve national policies and practices. And we think it should end after Annex 4 of this report. That's where the sentence should end. Turning to subparagraph B, we have given due consideration to your proposal for the biennialization. We believe it's best to keep the annual sessions, and after each period, we can review the results, and this will allow for the high contracting parties meetings to build on that. It is the perspective of my delegation that we still have room to bring about tangible results and to give recommendations in the area of laws. The possibility of establishing the goal of moving towards the review conference without having results based on the mandate adopted in 2016, we think is unfortunate. That said, should we decide to work on a biennial system, we still believe it would be essential for us to have a follow-up of our work yearly and to report to the meeting of high contracting parties in 2020. We are pleased to see the language used in D, which recognizes the issue of finding common agreements and the human role and laws in the different areas that that involves. As regards the topics to be addressed, my delegation is open to the consideration of different the review through different angles, as long as they are related and as long as they there is mutual feedback between these topics. We believe that this most recent version does give more clarity on this. From our perspective, we should not have results that are just looking at one thematic area. And in E2, there should not be different work streams for the different topics. The reference should be in singular and not plural. Obviously, my delegation also supports the proposal from the delegation seeking to include in the thematic items the issue of ethics as a cross-cutting issue, preferably, or as a standalone, as mentioned by the representatives of the Holy See. 15 days per year is okay, and we would offer full flexibility from the chair to organize the dates. Now, for the last paragraph of subparagraph E, my delegation is not sure that at this point, with 2 years of work ahead before the review conference, should we be prejudicing the results that the group of experts will have to submit to the consideration of the 2021 conference. And in particular, when there is a possibility of presenting concrete results in compliance with our mandate. In such a case, we would have to work based on language that is in step with the mandate given the group in 2016. Thank you very much.